we are equally concerned that the letters that were issued were not the decision of the party. Our party as NDC has about four decision-making group structures. First, the Congress, where all delegates meet to take decision. Second is the National Executive Committee, that's NEC. And then third is the Functional Executive Committee. It is when this group take decision, then you get the General Secretary and the Principal Officers implement. Then we also have the Council of Elders, even though our constitution says that they are advisory. Sometimes, periodically, they also give directions and then the party tries to implement. We are firm, but I serve as on FED, I serve on NEC, I go to Council of Elders as an observer, and I also on the political committee as an observer. Congress, all of us as members of parliament are members of Congress. The minority leader is also on this, all these levels. At no such meeting was there any agenda to discuss this. So it is clear that it is a letter, yes, written by the General Secretary, but the decision may be just the decision of some few people in the party. And we believe that our party should sit up, because Article 55 of the 1992 Constitution is very clear. It says that everything that we do must follow democratic principles. So we want to urge the General Secretary, and the most shocking part of it is that we were never consulted. I mean, I heard some of the officers saying that some elders were sent to talk to us. I'll be very happy to be mentioned which elder was sent to me to talk to me, because nobody has spoke to me. And without casting any insinuation and also creating doubt on the capability of our colleagues, Honorable Atuforsen, Honorable Kwame Agboja, and Honorable Amaku Fibua, these are our colleagues. I mean, we've been working very closely together. Those of you who report from this house